We are. Good morning. Thanksgiving is upon us. I have some fabulous recipes that are delicious and absolutely doable for the listeners to recreate, starting with my carrot and cashew soup. Now, I know the weather has been absolutely fabulous in Ontario, but come fall, there's something just comforting about a nice, warm, hearty soup. So my carrot and cashew soup, what you're going to do is you're going to start off with heating up some vegetable oil and sautéing an onion. And then you're going to add some maple syrup, a little bit of salt and pepper, cinnamon, cardamom. And then into the pot, you're going to add some chopped carrots. Just a little tip for the listeners, leave the skin on the carrots. Just wash them really well and add the chopped carrots to the pot because it will save you a step in the kitchen. Then you're going to add some cashews and some vegetable stock. Bring it all up to a boil. Once it's boiled, you're going to add in some fresh ginger, some orange zest. It just gives the soup a nice, fresh, citrusy flair. And then some garlic and chili flakes. And then you're going to let it cool a little bit, puree it all up. And you've got this fabulous, healthy, delicious, autumn-inspired soup that is just a perfect way to kick off the Thanksgiving weekend.
That does sound really good, Char.
It is. And it tastes better than it sounds.
Well, it sounds pretty good, so it must taste fantastic. What else you have?
Well, the other thing that I have are my blueberry turkey burgers. So here's the thing. Let's say you're only having a few people over for Thanksgiving, and cooking a whole turkey you find intimidating. So, you know, think outside of the turkey box. Make turkey burgers. So these are my turkey cranberry burgers. So you're going to take some lean ground turkey, add some dried cranberries, some chopped green onions, a little bit of horseradish and dried tarragon, garlic, salt, pepper. Mix it all up, form your burgers, and grill them off. And, you know, you can enjoy these festive turkey burgers, but, you know, put a barbecue spin on your Thanksgiving weekend. This is also a great recipe if you're only entertaining a few people, right? And also a great way to enjoy all the fabulous weather by turning on the grill.
Why not barbecue? Let's get as many barbecue days in as you possibly can at this point.
Absolutely. And with all the festive ingredients in these burgers, it's like Thanksgiving dinner in a burger. And those also, I've got a sweet horseradish sauce that goes with those burgers. And all of the recipes are up on my website, which is charmaingbroughton.com.
Fantastic, Char. And what about one more recipe just to round out Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes. So this is a dessert, and this is my pumpkin pudding. Now, I know the last time we chatted pumpkin spice, but I'm still on a little bit of a pumpkin spice kick. And my pumpkin pudding is fabulous because it's so easy, and maybe, you know, rolling pie pastry or making your own pastry is intimidating to you, but this pumpkin pudding is so simple, and it makes a fabulous Thanksgiving dessert and really festive as well. So what you're going to do is you're going to stir together a little bit of cornstarch and milk and set that aside. And then in a pot, you're going to add some brown sugar, some pumpkin puree, a little bit of cinnamon, ginger, salt, nutmeg, and vanilla. And bring that, and with some additional milk, bring that mixture to a boil. And then as you're whisking, you're going to whisk in the cornstarch and milk mixture that you've set aside. And the cornstarch and milk mixture is going to thicken up your pudding. And you're going to remove it from the heat, let it cool. And when it chills up, it's this beautiful, flavorful, amazing pumpkin pudding. It is so delicious. And I like to top this one, like garnish it with a nice dollop of whipped cream, because to me, it's not Thanksgiving without whipped cream somewhere on the menu. And then a ginger snap cookie. And it, you know, it uses pantry staple items. It's so delicious, so festive, and I guarantee the listeners will be able to recreate it with ease.
Fantastic, Char. And if people love those recipes, they can find them at mystratfordnow.com in the on-air section. But you have a website and you have a cookbook, too, that people can grab.
I do. So all the recipes are up on my website, which is charmaingbroughton.com. And my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, is available on my website, and it's also available on Amazon.